listening to a podcast from Victory.
I am Dean. I am one of the campus missionaries here in Victory Metro East, and I am glad to be given the privilege to preach the Word of God today for all of us. And before we head into the preaching, gusto ko lamang pong i-share itong good news natin that we would be resuming our on-site worship services here in our Victory Metro East Center starting next week. So tama po yun. Sabihin niyo po, next week, or just comment in the comment section, next week. Magsasama-sama na po ulit tayo on-site starting February 6. We'll be opening one service at 11 a.m. So, follow lang po natin dito sa page natin na to, the instructions that we would have for our registration that would start every Saturday morning. So again, we would like to see you on-site to be here with us as we worship God together. In our worship services, nandito po tayo sa series called Abide. And in Abide, what we are talking about is God's Word. Can you comment right now in the comment section, God's Word? God's Word. And for the past weeks, we know that and we understand what it means to abide, to hold on, to live in the words of God, the very words of Jesus, so that it would give us life, it would feed our spirit. And at this very moment, I hope that through this preaching, we would experience freedom in Christ. Comment niyo po ulit, freedom in Christ. The Word of God has so much benefits in our lives. And speaking of benefit, one of the things that benefits my life today, especially in the season of quarantine or in the season of the pandemic wherein we were forced to stay at home most times, is that I found an exercise that benefits me greatly. And it's jump rope. Naging uso po siya ngayon. No? I don't know if napapansin niyo sa social media, but sa social media ko lang naman nakita na pwede nga palang mag-jump rope sa bahay kahit with a little space, you can do the exercise and hopefully reap the benefits. Jump rope has benefits. It's easy to do. You only need a small space. It can be done almost anywhere. And at the same time, it burns 100 calories almost, or a little over 100 calories in 10 minutes. So malaki po yun, no? Compared to running and walking, it's easier to do for me. It has benefits. But it's one thing to know the benefits, but it's another to experience the benefits. When we talk about the Word of God, it's one thing to know and understand or be convinced that God's Word is good and it has good benefits for my life, but it's another to experience the good, the great, and the transforming benefit of God's Word in our lives, giving us life, feeding our spirit, and now finding freedom. The Word that sets us free. The Word that sets us free. John chapter 8, verses 31 to 36, yung ating pag-aaralan ngayong araw. And hopefully you have your Bibles with you. And it says here, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' They answered him, 'We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?' Jesus answered them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed.'" Pwede po ba nating basahin ulit ng sabay-sabay yung verse 36? It says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Thank you for your word. Lord Jesus, may you transform our lives and may we not know the benefit but also experience the benefit as we abide, hold on, and continue to trust you. In your name we pray. Amen. In this particular passage that we have read earlier in the same chapter, makikita po natin where Jesus claimed himself to be the light of the world. The light of the world. And because of his claim, him being a light of the world, exclaiming or explaining and testifying within himself and his own miracles and his own doing to the crowd and even to religious leaders that he is God himself, Now, there is a discussion between Jesus and the Pharisees because they could not believe it. Hindi sila makapaniwala. They were rejecting Jesus. They were rejecting His claim of deity. And they were rejecting His very words. But at the same time, the crowd right there were divided and possibly divided because some believed, some were confused, others were probably rejecting Jesus as well. But in this particular passage, Jesus continues on by declaring and claiming and preaching to the crowd at that point who He is and what are we supposed to do if we are to follow Him. That's why in verse 33, part of the passage na binasa po natin kanina, it says, they answered Him, "We are offspring of Abraham, and we have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Saan nang galing yun? Jesus, at verse 31, turned to the people who believed in Him, who were claiming to believe Him, and said to them, diba, sinabi po ko na, "If you abide in My words, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." This statement caught the ears of the listeners, the attention of the crowd, and those who believed in Jesus. It caught their hearts that led them to react na hindi naman kami enslaved. In fact, we are offspring of Abraham. We are part of a family lineage. This is our family name. And we are not enslaved to anyone because the word slave in their culture functioned as an insult to many people, especially sa kultura nila. It would most of the time create resentment o pagkainis. Naiirita sila pag naririnig nila that we are slaves, that they are slaves. Jews believed that they were free because of their family name. They were part of Abraham's family, their lineage. The Jewish tradition actually emphasized that they were part or they have inherited Abraham's righteousness. Naalala niyo po ba yon in the book of Genesis? That he was considered righteous because of his faith in God and then considered him free. And yet, the lives of the Jewish believers or the Jewish people are in contrast to their claim that they are not slaves. We might believe to be free spiritually because of a societal status katulad nila. Pwede nating sabihin, Christian kasi ako. In fact, years na akong nag-a-attend sa isang Christian church or dito sa Victory, and we could say, safely assume that hindi naman ako slave by anything, but I am a free person kasi nag-a-attend akong church. But does that claim enough? Is that claim enough for us to consider ourselves to be free? Well, then let's look at our lifestyle. Does our lifestyle back up our own claims of freedom? Jesus was dealing about slavery beyond the Roman Empire in their time. Jesus was dealing about slavery, dealing with slavery more than family names or any physical or societal sense that they might have. Jesus was talking about a different kind of slavery. Verse 34 tells us that when Jesus answered them, He says that truly, truly I say to everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. Let's pause right there. Truly, truly I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. Seryoso si Jesus dito. Two times He says, truly, totoong totoo. You are not slaves because of your societal status or your family name, but because you or we practice sin. What is a slave then? Tanungin natin yung sarili natin. What is a slave? A slave in Greek, in the original language of the New Testament, tells us it's someone who belongs to another. It is with a person without any ownership of their rights, of their own. Someone who belongs to another and someone na walang karapatan because they belong to another person. A slave is expected to obey his or her master, whoever he belongs to. A slave has no will of his own and a slave is literally in bondage, tali, sa kanilang masters. What is a slave? Someone who belongs to someone else. But what is a slave to sin? What is a slave to sin? I've prepared for us at least three. This is not the totality of a slave to sin, but at least three descriptions that hopefully helps us understand and assess within ourselves. Isa ba ako dito? What is a slave to sin? Una, a slave to selfish desires. Don't get me wrong, not all human desires are wrong. Pag nagugutom ako, I'm hungry, that's a desire. Gusto ko ng burger, that's not wrong at all. But selfish desires, when the desires that we have in our hearts benefits us at the expense of other people. Maybe we can think about that. Are we slaves to the desires that we have that does not honor God because it's at the expense of other people? May mga naapektuhan. Secondly, a slave to sin is a slave to selfish habits. Did you know that desires, when constantly we submit to it, it creates habits within our lives. Kung saan dumadating tayo sa point na sinasabi natin yung, or na-experience natin, yung kasabihang, gusto kong bumait pero di ko magawa. Habits has already taken control of our lives. Whether we admit it or not, may mga bagay na kung minsan di natin maisip kung paano pipigilan. What times or experiences have this proven to you? Gusto kong bumait pero di ko magawa. What habits are these things that parang ine-enslave tayo? Tinatali tayo. It's as if I belong to this habit kasi hindi ko mapigilan. Last is, what is a slave to sin? A slave to a sinful lifestyle. It comes from a desire that becomes a habit, but eventually it becomes a lifestyle. Without thinking about it at all, it is our default. Yun kagad yung una nating ginagawa, or ayun kagad yung innately the things that we do. When desires becomes habits, when it's selfish desires become selfish habits, it grows into a sinful lifestyle that even without thinking about it, we come to a point of a life that does not honor God. If that is a slave to sin, we answered, what is a slave to sin? Now, who is a slave to sin? Jesus tells us in verse 34, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. Sino po sa inyo dito, you have never sinned in your life at all? Oops, baba ko po yung kamay ko kasi I have sinned not only one, but countless times. And it does mean that if that's you, like me, all of us who has practiced sin even just at one time is qualified to be a slave of sin. Not only qualified, but possibly and in reality, within our hearts, we are all slaves to sin. Everyone is a slave to sin. It's our natural state, no matter how big or small it is. Humanity without Christ is a slave to sin. And since our master is sin, we are unable to resist it. We are unable to let go of the habits and the lifestyle and the selfish desires making us slaves to it. But in light of this reality, how are we supposed to be free? How can we be truly free from the slavery to sin? Jesus did not end by telling these people or all of us that we are slaves to sin. Jesus tells us a good news as we abide in Him. Verse 31, balikan po natin. Verses 31 and 32 that tells us, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples and you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. What does it mean to be free? Kung kanina pinag-uusapan natin, what is a slave? Now, what does it mean to be free? Free in the Greek language, original language of the New Testament tells us release from bondage, to remove restrictions of sin or darkness. If slavery means we are in bondage, in freedom or being free, it means we are set free, we are liberated, malaya. Malaya po tayo. And this is a quotation that comes from the Victory Weekend. Kung nakapag Victory Weekend na kayo, baka familiar to sa inyo. Kung hindi nyo pa alam kung ano yung Victory Weekend, tanungin nyo po yung nag-invite sa inyo dito. This is part of our discipleship journey so that we would grow in freedom in Christ. And part of that teaching tells us that freedom is not the power to do anything, but the capacity for choice. What do I mean by that? Or what does that biblical reality mean for us? Early in my single years or young pro years, young pa naman po ako, I'm not a pro, I don't know, okay, but earlier in my single years, I used to live alone. And I felt freedom at that point in my life. Alam niyo po kung bakit? Hindi ko na kailangan magpaalam kung aalis ako, hindi ko rin kailangan magsabi kung kailan ako uuwi or anong oras. Not to be a rebel, okay, mahal ko po yung magulang ko, pero kasi at that moment, I was my own master because I was living alone. And though I was able to go home late, I was unable to budget well because I was living alone. It is true that I am free to go anywhere, anytime, and I am free to go home at any time I want, but I was enslaved to my bad budgeting skills. And dun nga po ako natuto. I was enslaved with my bad budgeting skills. Therefore, I was still in bondage because the choices for me was just getting more limited and limited kasi may oras nga ako, wala naman akong pera kasi I am enslaved with my own bad habits. Freedom is not the power to do anything, but it's the capacity for choice. Nauubusan ako ng choices because I am not free with regards to my own habits. Are we in this kind of state or case in our spirituality or in our walk with God? Kung saan we may have the power to do anything, but cannot change for good. To a point that we're thinking, I can do whatever I want, say whatever I want, I am free to do all of these things, but in the things that seemingly controls me, the desires, the habits, the lifestyle, I am still enslaved to it. Well, then therefore, we don't have a capacity for choice in our spiritual state. But what sets us free then? Let's answer that question. What sets us free? Again, verses 31 and 32. Babalikan po natin where Jesus says, if you abide in my word. Let's highlight abide in my word. You are truly my disciples and you will know the truth. Highlight, know the truth. And the truth will set you free. There is a good news for us slaves to sin. And what set us free is not our actions. What the Bible tells us, it's not the good works. It's not trying hard. It's not societal status. And it's not a family name. It's not human effort. But only the truth. When we abide in the word, we will know the truth. And the truth, only the truth, sets us free. In Greek, truth means reality. Or in the original language, it says certainty. Seguridad. At yung tanging katotohanan is the one that sets us free. Truth is not only a reality, in fact, in our lives that we need to acknowledge and know, hindi lang pagka nagkaroon tayo ng bagong kaalaman, it sets us free. But it's because we are introduced, the Bible introduces us to a truth that is not only an information for the minds, but a person that will change our lives. We are slaves to sin, and we are in need of a Savior. That's the truth. And it points us that the truth is not only a reality, a certainty, but a person according to the Bible. Truth is a person in Jesus. He even tells us, John 14, verse 6, that tells us, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Who sets us free then? Knowing the truth. Knowing the reality. Knowing the Word. And knowing the Word Himself in the flesh. The person, Jesus Christ. Truth is not only a reality, but He is a person to know. So that we would experience freedom in our lives. Setting us free from the penalty of sin, eternal separation from God, setting us free from the habitual patterns, the sinful lifestyle, the desires that are selfish, the mindsets that are selfish, the patterns, the lifestyle, and its consequence. Jesus is able to set us free from these things. And that's why abiding in Jesus, the truth, sets us free. Abiding in Jesus, the truth, sets us free. And though it is true that we are or we were slaves to sin, but when we acknowledge and receive Jesus, and the more we know the truth, the more we know Jesus, the more we experience freedom. Abiding in Jesus, the truth, sets us free. So let's answer. How do we experience freedom in Christ? Now that we know it is only the truth that sets us free, it is only Jesus that sets us free, how do we experience freedom in Christ then? Verse 31 tells us again, if you abide in my word. Diba po, for the past weeks, we've been already talking about the word abide, and as the series title, I hope we, at this point, kung, the past weeks, naintindihan natin, it is to hold on and to trust. And if you have been here for the first time, I hope you understand that to abide means to hold on, to trust, or to live in the word of Jesus Christ. If you abide in my word, how do we experience freedom in Christ? First is abiding in God's word sets us free, leading us to follow the truth. Mind you, that not only to know the truth, but follow the truth. Knowing the truth hopefully leads us to follow the truth, the person of truth, Jesus Christ Himself, leading us to follow Him. When I was younger, we had a dog named Cindy sa bahay ng tita ko. Kung saan si Cindy grew up most of her years in a cage. And in that cage, for the longest time, her only walk was just round and round and round inside the cage. Umiikot lang siya just inside the cage. And then at one point, hindi kasi siya nangangagat, no? Mabait po si Cindy. Pinalabas namin. Para igala or pakainin, paglabas ni Cindy, di ba usually yung mga cage na dogs, alam po natin, di ba pag lumabas yan, kung saan na yan pupunta, hahabulin mo na yan buong subdivision. Pero si Cindy, paglabas niya sa cage, she was just going around and around, around, around still. The habit, the lifestyle that she was in when she was inside the cage was still her habit and the lifestyle, probably, hindi naman siguro lifestyle, pero the habit that she does outside of her boundaries or her bondage. Even though she was free to run around the whole subdivision, she was just running around outside the cage. Paikot-ikot. Cindy's status at that point, out of the cage, but lifestyle, slave. Still in the same pattern, still in the same habit, still in the same lifestyle. Sometimes it's us. We're like Cindy. We may be out of the cage already, but we're still going round and round. In this way, we do not experience what it means to be truly free, to run free, to be free, and to follow the truth. The status, we're out of the cage, we're saved, but lifestyle, slave. Hindi po kaya ganun pa rin yung buhay natin even though we claim to follow Jesus or have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are slaves probably to our own sinful habits, though we're out of the cage, nakalabas na tayo, or traditions, culture, trends, or even religiosity. Because what Christ wants for us to experience, abiding in Him, leading us to follow Him, lifestyle saved, status saved rather, but lifestyle free. Di ba po ang aso, pagka natutuwa ko sa mga aso na hindi kailangan talian, pagka lumabas sa cage or lalabas ng bahay, lalakad yung amo, sumusunod sa kanya. Hindi po tayo aso, definitely. But Jesus is the leader, is the master. And wherever He goes, we're free to go. Status, saved. Lifestyle, free to follow the truth. We now have a capacity for a choice. A capacity to choose to honor God, to choose to follow Jesus, to choose honoring Him. Because freedom is both a spiritual standing, it's a status, but that's at the same time, it's a holistic experience. Starts from the heart, our spirit, and then expressed with our own words, our hands and feet, with our own lifestyle. That's why, secondly, abiding in Jesus, abiding in God's word, sets us free, leading to true transformation. And that's an experience of freedom. Hindi lang sa status that we are, that our penalty for sin to be paid eternally is paid by Jesus Christ, and we accept that. But at the same time, now that we are still alive, now that we are still walking, living, we are called to be transformed into Christ-likeness, to follow our Master, to be abiding in Jesus' words, to honor our Lord. Abiding in God's word sets us free, leading us to true transformation, because in that way we experience what it looks like or what the Bible tells us that we are free in Jesus. If I am in Christ now, why do I struggle with these temptations and sins? That could be your question, because that has been a question for me for a very, very long time. Bakit ganun? There is a big difference between habits, habitual patterns, and resistance. What do I mean by that? A slave is a slave to their habits, kagaya ng pinag-uusapan natin kanina. But a free person in Christ is able to resist temptation and able to resist sin. Does that mean perfect na siya, hindi na siya matetempt? I don't think so, because we still are here on earth. And just like Apostle Paul tells us, di ba, in the Bible or in his letter, that he has a thorn in the flesh. I don't know what that is, but he too has a struggle. The Bible or scholars or commentaries do not know what that specific thing is, the thorn in the flesh in Paul's life. But we do know that even him, even an apostle, writer of 13 books in the New Testament, still has a struggle. Paano pa kaya tayo? We too have struggles, but it's not a habit anymore. And this is, we have a resistance because the Holy Spirit convicts us and empowers us for a capacity to choose to honor God. But how do we experience true transformation progressively as the sanctifying work of God is continually changing us? How do we experience freedom that comes from God here in our lifetime today in light of the struggles and the temptations? 1 degree of change, an article tells us, can shift or alter our course of life. 1 degree of change. In air navigation, meron pong 160 rule. 160 rule. What does that mean? Basahin ko po sa atin what the article tells us about 160 rule. Experts in the air navigation have a rule of thumb known as 1-in-60 rule, and it states that for every 1 degree a plane veers off its course, it misses its target by 1 mile in every 60 miles you fly. This means that the further you travel, the further you are from your destination. The further you travel, if this is our destination, then destruction, sirang buhay, buhay na walang Diyos, eternal separation from God, and hell. But because of the one degree of change, God allows us to experience a free life in Jesus, far from where we are supposed to go. Sirang buhay dahil sa kasalanan. What is that one degree of change that you think God, or the Holy Spirit, is telling us so that we could experience freedom from sin and its effects? Maybe for some, it's just picking up the Bible every single day, taking a chapter so that we would abide in the Word. And that's a one degree of change that when it becomes a habit and a lifestyle, papalayo na tayo ng papalayo sa original destructive destination that we all have. Some probably would just be starting to pray this year. Hindi pa puhuli ang lahat, hindi pa tapos ang January, pwede pa nating simulan. Just the habit of prayer. The habit of being grateful. Kung dati yung destination ko is to be bitter and ungrateful ngayon, Lord, you're teaching me to be free and experience freedom in Jesus' name. I will every single day thank you for the good things that you have done for me. Far from a bitter kind of life and now up towards honoring God in our lifestyle. What is that one degree of change that the Holy Spirit is probably speaking to you right now? Because abiding in God's Word helps us take a one degree of change, transformation, one area at a time. So that again, no, hindi tayo paikot-ikot na buhay, but free to follow Jesus. A capacity to honor God, to do good, and fulfill His will and purpose in our lives. Abiding in God's Word is trusting and obeying His Word that helps us experience freedom one area after another area in our lives. Freedom is both a spiritual status, saved, and at the same time, holistic experience as we abide in Jesus. It starts in our spirit, in our hearts, in our minds. And freedom is expressed in the way we honor God, through our hands and feet, through our words, through our own lifestyle, through our own habits. Do not give up. Please do not give up. Huwag po kayong sumuko if you feel like you're stuck somewhere in your walk with God. If you're stuck in this kind of a habit, God is here. His Word is here. He will continually complete us and set us free. Continue to trust Jesus because His sanctification work, His progressive work in changing or transforming us, or transformation in our lives, doesn't give up on us as well. God does not give up on you and me. I hope that we don't give up on Him too. Because who is truly free? Let's talk about that last question. Who is truly free? Verse 36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Sino yung you? It's us who has received and believed and committed to follow the truth, to follow Jesus faithfully, trusting and obeying His Word faithfully. Not perfectly. There would be times we would probably sin against God again. But since we are free people, we are free to ask forgiveness, get back on track, and follow Jesus again, faithfully, lovingly, gladly, delightfully. I hope masayang masaya po kayo pag sinusundan ninyo si Jesus. I hope that you are delighted, deep within your soul to not only know, but experience freedom because you are in Christ. Abiding in Jesus, the truth sets us free. Last verse before I pray, Galatians 5:1 tells us, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then. Don't give up. Stand firm. And do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Has Christianity become a burden to you? Because Christ is not supposed to be a burden to us. Sin definitely is a burden. Selfish habits, selfish lifestyle, and even religiosity, pwede nating sabihin, hindi naman ako makasalanan or I do not practice this, but even religiosity in itself, if we love the traditions and the culture more than Jesus, it's going to burden us. But in Christ, there is no burden. Would you come to Him? And He will set you free. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that You have come to give Your life for us so that You would set free all of us from the slavery to sin. We have all been slaves to our own selfish desires, selfish habits, sinful lifestyle. And thank You, Lord Jesus, that You have saved our lives. We were supposed to go to hell, but instead You gave us a new destination, eternity with You. And so as we continue to abide, to hold on, and to live in Your word, may we not only know the truth, but experience the truth, experience the person, experience You, Jesus Christ, and Your transforming power in our lives. Let me pray for some of you that you have given up probably in the Word. And maybe it's been weeks na nandito ka and you're hearing this message, but now it hits you. You need the Word. And now you understand that I have to abide, I have to hold on. I have to trust, kailangan kong mabuhay sa salita ni Jesus. So that you would be set free of the things you think it bonds you. It puts you, it burdens you. It puts you to slavery. The truth will set you free. Father in heaven, You know them. You know Your children who has probably given up on Your word. But so we come to You, Lord God, acknowledging, Lord, we are sorry that we did not trust Your word. That we have given up on Your word. Yung iba sa amin tinamad, yung iba sa amin siguro na leave off lang, or yung iba sa amin talagang nire-reject na namin kung minsan. Lord, let this be a dedication, a commitment of our faith today that we would abide in Your word. We would abide in Your word so that we would know the truth and the truth will set us free. Jesus, You are the way, the truth, and the life. And we abide in You. Set us free from anything that burdens our hearts, our lives. Set us free from sin that burdens our lives. Set us free from habits that enslaves us. And we commit to abide, to hold on, and trust and obey, gladly follow Your word so that we would experience true transformation in our lives. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Let me pray for some of you as well. Some of us, it's not the, again, kanina po sa preaching, it's not the sin sometimes that enslaves us, but it's the tradition. It's the religiosity. It's the thinking na kung makaka-attend ako, I think God would approve me or would give favor unto me. Hindi po ganun si God. God does not burden us with activities. God desires to be known by you. And God desires to have fellowship with you. God desires to be in a growing relationship with you. If my brothers and sisters right now, Lord God, are burdened with a sense of religiosity, na kung hindi ko ito magawa, kung ito lang yung gagawin ko, siguro mamahalin ako ng Diyos, I pray that You would set them free from this false freedom that they are in. But instead, they would lovingly enjoy a fellowship with you, a relationship with you through your word. That it is not through completing activities, but it is about knowing you through your very words. Understanding and deeply appreciating, applying your word that allows us to live freely and gladly in your presence. Set your people free from the burden of religiosity. In Jesus' name. Last is this. You are a slave to sin. You have to admit that. I remember a quotation back in school, "At a problem well defined is a problem half solved." The truth has defined it for us. The biblical truth, the absolute biblical truth has defined that we are sinners and we are in need of a Savior. But you know what? You need to accept the Savior. You need to receive the truth Himself. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Acknowledge that you need Jesus and He will save you from your sins and He will enter and you hopefully enter in a relationship with Jesus that secures you of eternal life from this day until eternity. If that's you, probably first time you po, or you've been coming week after week, you've been tuning in, probably you're worshiping with us Sunday after Sunday. But now, you realize, I need to receive Jesus. Start abiding in Him with this prayer and pray it after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. And thank you that you will give me freedom from sin, freedom in Christ, relationship with you, my God, my Father in heaven, as I give my life to you today. I receive you, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and my Savior. And thank you that you have provided for me eternal life that I am about to enjoy a loving relationship with you today and forever. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. So if you were that person who accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior today, congratulations po sa inyo. Would you give us a wave emoji so that we would recognize you? Makontakt po namin kayo because we would gladly want to journey with you in your new relationship with Jesus, in your walk with God. And as we end, let me speak a blessing to all of you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you. Give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.